Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for being here today. I'm happy to speak with you today about some work that my firm, Ad Lucem Consulting, did with the Santa Clara County Public Health Department Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Branch. So that's obviously a big mouthful. During the presentation, if I slip into acronyms and call the Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Branch CDIP, as it's affectionately known, please know that's what I'm talking about. So just to orient you and location, the Santa Clara County Department of Public Health serves Santa Clara County in California, and the major city in Santa Clara County is San Jose, and that's right in the heart of Silicon Valley, so south of San Francisco. And it's an interesting county to work in because there's great, great wealth in the county, but there are also very distinct populations and geographic areas of poverty that have all of the same health needs that other low-income areas have, and there are very vast health disparities in the county. Before I begin, I'd just really like to thank Bonnie Broderick, who is the director of the Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Branch in Santa Clara, as well as all of her managers and staff members who participated in this process. I don't have any financial information to disclose, but as I said in my presentation yesterday, I want to disclose I have a terrible cough, and I'm hoping that I can get through the presentation without a coughing fit, but bear with me if that happens. And I'd also like to disclose that the transfer between my Mac and these PCs has played with the formatting of my slides, so they look great on my computer. They're a little off here, so please bear with that. All right, so just to give you a little bit of background on the Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Branch. So it's a branch within the County Health Department, and it's interesting because the County Health Department's overall strategic plan, their priorities really focus on chronic disease and injury prevention. So it's a very important branch within the health department. The branch collaborates with all sorts of other governmental agencies in the county, as well as community-based organizations. It addresses the key factors that influence health and prevent disease and injury. And they're really trying to work upstream to create healthy environments where county residents have healthy choices as their easiest choice. And there's, of course, a focus on these higher poverty communities that are suffering from major health inequities. So when we worked with the Santa Clara County Health Department CDIP branch, we ended up developing what we called an integration plan with them. And this approach really grew organically out of a strategic planning process. And the branch realized that they needed more than sort of the typical strategic planning process because of the challenges they were facing. They were addressing a number of complex health issues and addressing them in a very siloed way, usually driven by funding. And what this meant is that they were doing zillions of different activities, really connecting with their communities, working with community residents and organization, and having successes, but at the same time really running themselves ragged. And they needed some sort of unifying plan that would help them to streamline their work, yet really maximize their impact, and really be able to address these complex issues in a very holistic and coordinated way. So we developed an integration planning model, and I'll just describe the process very briefly. For this integration planning, we held a series of interactive meetings, some with branch managers, some with managers and staff. But all of these meetings were really work meetings where everybody rolled up their sleeves and really did serious planning. We also wanted to maximize staff input, and we wanted the integration plan to be embraced as a product of the entire branch. And so we conducted an online survey with the staff to get their sense of their current work as well as their desires for how they would like their work to be in the future. and I'll present a few findings from that staff survey in a minute. We then developed an integration plan through a series of meetings and exercises that identified core strategy areas for the branch, as well as specific interventions, identified the partners that were most important for the branch to work with, identified the expected outcomes that would result as these strategies and activities were implemented, and then we also identified the types of evidence of change that the branch would need to collect to show that they were in fact successful. Part of the integration plan was also to lay out a series of work groups who would really be responsible for ongoing integration of the work within the branch, because it's certainly not something that could happen just with this planning process, but really needed to be something that was woven into the business as usual of the branch. And then we also built in taking a periodic look at the integration plan so that it could be refined as the branch had successes, finished certain projects, moved on to meeting other needs. So I mentioned that we did a staff survey, and this staff survey explored both how the staff was feeling about their work and what they were focusing on at present, as well as what their needs were to really maximize and improve their work. And one of the things we asked them about is where they were focusing their time on what types of activities. So we asked them about the spectrum of prevention. And for those of you who aren't familiar, you can see here laid out in the spectrum, these are types of strategies moving from individual education to very upstream policy and legislation. And the Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention branch really has an emphasis on trying to move to upstream strategies. But it was very interesting when we asked the staff where they spent their time. Really, for the most part, the staff were spending the majority of their time on these bottom levels of the spectrum around education, both of individuals and out in the community. When we asked the staff what they needed to really play a leadership role around chronic disease and injury prevention out in the county, then they really identified the more upstream strategies of convening and supporting collaboration and encouraging policy adoption both at the organizational and governmental level. So there was a desire to move from those lower ranks of the spectrum to the upper levels. We also asked the staff what would facilitate integration of their work within the branch, so working with each other. And there were a couple of items that really rose to the top. One was internal communications. So as those of you who work in health departments may have experienced, there's a lot of effort that goes into communicating out to the community, but there's not that much effort or not that much time for internal communications. And the staff was so busy doing their work that they really didn't have time to talk to each other and even know what each other were working on. They also realized that they really needed to create an intentional time and space to do this integration work. And so they really wanted to form work groups where folks could come together across funded programs and talk about their work, talk about where they could work together, and how they could share the best practices and learnings that they had all individually experienced. So when we took all of this input together, the staff survey that I just presented, the outcomes from our interactive meetings, we developed a model of change for our integration plan. And as you can see here on the slide, there are a couple of components. So first, we identified a number of internal strategies that the Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Branch really needed to implement to move their organizational development along. So they needed to work on integrating their programs across funding sources and topics. They needed to work on some internal organizational development around capacity building, leadership, and then they needed to enhance the visibility of the branch, both within the health department as well as within the community. And that these internal strategies would in turn support their external community strategies. And this list of strategies here was a very important step for the branch because, as you can see, these do not speak to any particular topic area or content area or funded program. They are generic strategies that can be applied across the chronic disease and injury prevention programs that the branch runs. And that the combination of these internal strategies and external strategies would then allow the branch to reach their environmental change objectives of increasing access to healthy food and physical activity, increasing access to safe and active transportation to reduce injuries, and then increasing access to tobacco-free environments. And that all of this would then ultimately lead to a reduction in chronic disease in the county. So just to blow out a little bit one of the external strategies and show you how we organize this in the detailed integration plan. So the overall strategy is to engage, educate, and empower communities. And then under that umbrella, there are a number of specific strategies. And again, as you can see, these strategies do not speak to any particular issue that the branch works on. They're not specific to sugar-sweetened beverages. They're not specific to smoke-free housing. But they are strategies that the branch identified as extremely important to the success of working on any of those topics, and that any program that they do on any topic should include these elements around engaging and educating the community. When we got to talking about integration, we asked the branch staff to really think about what were the areas that were really ripe for integration. And the staff and managers came up with a number of areas where staff were working on funding and funded programs that were very specific to specific topics, but yet doing very similar work. So one example I'd like to share with you is the branch's work around healthy retail. So the branch was working with local corner stores around sugar-sweetened beverages, around healthy food and access to fresh produce, and around tobacco sales. And they were working on all of these things with the same group of stores because these were the stores located in their high-need communities. And they had three different teams within the branch working on these topics and different teams of folks going out to talk to these store owners. So it was a very inefficient process. And they realized that, you know, this couldn't keep going. It was creating lots of extra work. And it was also actually having a negative impact on the branch's relationship with the community and the store owners who were getting sick of being bombarded with calls and visits by folks from the health department. So within the healthy retail area and within the other areas that we talked about integration, we asked folks to answer this list of questions. And folks across their program areas, so across sugar-sweetened beverages, fresh produce access, and tobacco, came together, answered these questions, and then developed a plan for really integrating their healthy retail work so that now there was a team responsible for healthy retail that were cross-trained and could then go out and work with retailers on the three topics that they were working on healthy retail. So it really streamlined the work for the branch staff, but then it also really streamlined the contacts with the retailers as well. And one of the real successes here is that the branch was able to have a grant funded that did fund this integrated approach so that they were no longer working in three silos, but really had a healthy retail team. Of course, there were challenges to the integration. You know, time and workload is the biggest one. You know, the integration plan is aimed at streamlining this, but even having the time to think about integration was always a challenge. Describing this very complex work in a very clear and succinct way was also very difficult. The branch staff and managers were very oriented to their very specific programs and very specific activities that focused on particular topic areas, and moving to thinking about an overall approach you know, was hard and is taking getting used to. There's also just lots of challenges of working within a large government system that, again, any of you who work with health departments, I'm sure, have experienced. And then there's always the challenge of moving from planning to action. So, you know, the planning process was viewed by staff and managers as an enjoyable experience, very helpful. But again, finding the time in everyday work to move that plan into action has been challenging. But the successes are that the branch now has the plan, and that can be used to benchmark their progress. They have their work groups, and the work groups have been active. They've been meeting, they have work plans, and they have been checking activities off of their work plan. So they have created that space and time for them to actually do some integration work. They've also started to do a lot of cross-training, so that staff who work in healthy food access are getting trained as well in things like injury prevention. And so staff can speak to multiple topics. And again, this helps to streamline work. It also helps to preserve jobs when one grant ends and another starts, but it's in a different topic area. And then finally, within the branch, there has been increased communication, and there's much more of a sense that folks know what their colleagues are working on and, again, can go to them for advice. You know, if they've heard that the colleagues have been particularly successful with a certain community health worker strategy or a social media strategy, they now are aware of this and can talk with each other and learn from each other. So that describes very quickly the experience in Santa Clara County. I'm happy to answer questions during the question and answer period, or please feel free to reach out by email and contact me as well. Thank you.